Hey everyone. All right, so I have been doing the Creating Heroes / Chloe's Nerdy News blogs. I've been going back and going through all my old blogs and turning them into podcasts. And I'm on my very last one now, which is Superman. And when I did this, I just wanted to end it with somebody big. And I mean, Superman is iconic. Everyone has seen, you know, Superman movie, Justice League, Man of Steel. And I love doing Superman also because he is a character that has so much resemblance to Jesus. You know, anyone who's a Christian or not can see the similarities between, you know, someone not of this earth coming down, sacrificing himself, and then coming back to life. You know, that's so symbolic to Jesus, and that's just the start of it. I know a lot of people around the world love this character, all the way back to Christopher Reeve playing the hero back in the 1970s, and in the DC Encyclopedia, it says that Superman is the world's greatest hero. He's a champion, you know, dedicated to protecting life and battling injustice, not only in the city of Metropolis, but all over the world, across the universe. And with his, you know, amazing display of powers and abilities, you know, he has alien cells that, you know, it processes the solar energy of the Earth's sun. You know, Superman is an unstoppable force for good. He's a punisher of evil. He's, you know, in the DC universe, he's the most powerful being, probably. He is the founding member of Justice League of America. And even when he was a teenager, he spent many months, in the Legion of Superheroes. And he has the kind-heartedness similar to Captain America, but not in the least like him at the same time. Superman is, you know, not from Earth. You can't identify him with really anyone, but he can only be encouraged and inspired by his, you know, content, like, just his selfless acts and his moral nature. So I just wanted to tap into the mind of Superman, his personality, the will, the emotions of Superman, while also showing everyone just some cool aspects of him. When I was doing the blog for Superman, it was when Justice League was in theaters, and even though he wasn't in any of the trailers, or you assumed that he was dead, you know, everyone knows that he was going to show up. And there's so many actors who have also played Superman over the decades, and I know that everyone has different favorites, but to me, like, you know, if you love one of them, you love all of them, if you're a real fan. So I just wanted to tap into who Superman is. So he first debuted in the comic books in 1938. He is an original DC character. His real name is Kal-El, which is, you know, his non-Earth name. And then when he is adopted on Earth, his name is Clark Kent. He is supposed to have super strength, super speed, flight, you know, accelerated healing. He has, he gets fueled by the exposure to solar energy from the yellow sun, and it makes him, his cells drink it in, and it makes him, like, even more stronger than he would be, you know, even outside of Earth. So going into the mind of Superman, there aren't many people who are so morally centered in the comic book universe today, but Superman is probably one of the first ones that come to mind when I think of, you know, his personality being so morally centered. I have heard that Superman has the true personality and the heart of a perfect superhero. So, you know, some people think that because of that, he's kind of unrelatable because of how his character and personality are just so perfect, almost like stoic, too perfect that it's annoying. But I want to take a moment to dive into Clark Kent's personality and figure out what I believe to be the truth about Superman. I know that this is a superhero so many people know and love, and I know everyone has their own opinions. I'm not saying that, you know, mine is correct, but to me, it's what I believe the truth is for him. So as I studied the Myers-Briggs type indicator, I came to the conclusion that Clark Kent, Superman, is someone that is a duty seeker. So to me, he fits under the type of an ISFJ, which is a defender. Someone who is conscientious, trustworthy, cooperative, loyal, dependable, self-disciplined, strong work ethic. You know, everything's on time. He has excellent memory. You know, he's friendly, thoughtful, reserved. He works behind the scenes helping others. Yeah, he's very gentle and nice. All versions of him portrayed by different actors, they portray different traits. But that does not necessarily mean that one is correct and one's false, because there's so many aspects of him. There's plenty of different comic book writers for Superman that portray a different side. So he can be expressed, you know, in many ways. You know, I mean, he's not real. So every portrayal could be, you know, it could very well be a different adaptation of the character. And it basically is. So many superheroes, you know, they make grave mistakes in the history of their, you know, reign in comic books. Superman, like, hardly ever makes any. So to some people that is very inspiring, to some people that is frustrating. So, I mean, does Superman have a personality that truly transcends, you know, on what he believes? So going into, you know, tapping into his personality a little bit, I know that some people would say they are not similar, but Captain America and Superman, to me, are similar in personality. There is a kindness that they both share. Their personalities are both sweet, you know, Clark and Steve. It is inspiring to see sweet heroes in comic books still. So many of these new characters are much harsher than the classic ones are, and we shouldn't take the kindness of people for granted or think it's not cool. You know, it's a characteristic we all need and don't always have. Clark Kent's personality is someone who, he always sees the good in people, and I think he gets his feelings hurt because he cares when people don't believe in him. He always holds, you know, a softness about him that many characters, you know, like Batman, they just don't have. Or aren't great, they aren't great at displaying that softness. So when I was studying the mind of Superman, and as I go over the rest of the different aspects, I just want to encourage people to maybe try and use a little kindness and maybe act a little bit more like Superman to those around them, and to, you know, believe in and see the best, to see the good, that it's actually okay to feel deeply. So, you know, when we do that, we can truly be ourselves, and that's part of the mind of Superman that, you know, I really admire. And also going into the will of Superman, so what does Superman stand for? So in the beginning of the Justice League movie, there is, of course, everyone knows there's two versions of Justice League. In the crappy version of Justice League that was displayed in theaters, there's an opening scene where it's supposed to be this old video, you know, before Superman died. And there's a kid filming Superman on his phone, you know, bombarding him with, like, questions. And the scene, I mean, even though the CGI is so bad, the scene is cute, you know, while the viewer only sees Superman in front of the screen, you know, smiling, answering these really stupid questions that this kid is asking him. And he asked him, you know, what does the S mean? And earlier in Man of Steel, you know, Lois Lane asks him, you know, what the S stands for. And he replies to everyone that it stands for hope. And it also explains that not only is it's not technically an S, but it looks like an ever-flowing river with no beginning and no end. And I actually really liked when he said that, because I felt like that's the way our motives and what we stand for is supposed to be like. You know, it's supposed to be an ever-flowing thing that, you know, it's not supposed to end or begin. So to me, of course, what Superman stands for is hope. You know, Clark Kent is a superhero that isn't known for bringing, you know, hardcore justice like Batman. He isn't known for, you know, wonder and truth like Wonder Woman. To me and to everyone, Superman is always stands for hope. So, you know, if you actually look up technically what the definition of hope is, it is a feeling of expectation and a desire for a certain thing to happen. It is a feeling of trust. And I just think that's so cool that that's what he stands for. In the Bible, it does say in 1 Corinthians 13:13, it says that the Bible says that three things will last forever: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. So hope is technically considered a major foundation of what Christians need to have in their daily walk with God. They need to trust in God and expect that God will pull through. They have to have hope. You have to have hope in people, you know, for us to truly have a passion to save lives. Without hope, trust, you know, and that expectation that good will happen, you know, eventually we can become hopeless. And it does say in the Bible that God is hope. And also, you know, when in Man of Steel, when Clark talked to his father said that, you know, we must give the people of Earth something to strive towards. So Superman fans have been wanting for, you know, for a long time to see that, to see him really be himself and really save the world. You know, he saves Earth from Zod. Then he sacrifices himself defeating, you know, Doomsday. But, I mean, it wasn't even until then did the people on Earth actually realize that he was a superhero. He gave people hope. It wasn't until he was dead that people finally understood. And, you know, when people watch that, I can only imagine that's exactly how people were 2,000 years ago, you know, when Jesus died on the cross. Everyone was inspired and in awe. But it wasn't until he actually died and came back to life that people actually believed. You know, there's people in life are pessimistic, hopeless humans, and it always takes a miracle. But that's not the way we should be. We should be quick to be hopeful. And I love how there isn't just one superhero that is exactly the same as the other. Superman stands for hope better than any hero out there. And I mean, sure, technically all heroes stand for the good virtues, but to me, I mean, to everyone, when you see that S, you know, you don't just think also, I mean, you think of the S standing for Superman, but what you're supposed to think is hope. So when you see the S, do you just think of Superman, or do you also think of, you know, what Superman stands for? So to me, that is the will of Superman. And the third aspect I want to talk about is the emotion of Superman and just kind of his struggles. So in all of comic book history, Superman has always been known as the most powerful man in the universe since his debut in 1938. Countless other heroes have been created and loved, but there is a classic, you know, bias that many people have with Superman. So after all, he was the first major superhero ever created, you know, if you don't count there are some that were before. There was, like, the Clock and Sheena and, I don't know, there's heroes that no one knows about, but Superman was really the biggest major one. And since then, there's been so many people that have played Superman, you know, the voice of him or the live action version. So, you know, for this part, I wanted to talk about the good versus evil that Superman endures and the struggles that he faces and the hard choices that he has to make when he knows the entire world is watching. In pretty much every incarnation there is of Superman, he has to make a difficult decision. So not only when debating to end a villain's life, but even, you know, exposing his powers to the world. He just goes through a lot of these internal moral battles within himself all the time. And in Batman vs. Superman, the media in the film, it plays almost another character. There's a moment where the movie goes through this montage of several politicians and news reporters, journalists, even just people, you know, being interviewed, that shows an honest reality of how America would react if someone like him existed today. Superman, from an American viewpoint, was, you know, it was brutal. He had fans, but he also had this mass amount of haters. Some people saw him as a murderer, you know, when he killed Zod. You know, others thought that he brought on Zod's wrath and wanted him off this earth so that, you know, Earth wouldn't be a target for any more alien invasions. So every choice Superman made, he had consequences of the world hating him, but he knew when he, you know, when to do the right thing, and that people just needed to learn to trust. And when I saw, you know, that part in the film, it reminded me of how the world probably hated Jesus. You know, he was powerful. He didn't listen to, you know, the politicians or the Pharisees back then, you know, just blowing hot air. He did what he knew was right. And people hated him for no reason, simply because they couldn't understand him or the power that he had. And that's kind of the way you feel when you watch Superman. But unlike Jesus, though, when Superman returned, he didn't know who he was for a second. You know, he lost his temper. Superman must still answer for his actions. And the world saw him exposed, you know, once again. And it's hard for us to expose ourselves, to let our emotions show, and for the world to see who we really are. When we do, we almost feel, like, embarrassed, and we want to cover it up and never expose ourselves again. But, you know, we need to be like Jesus and Superman, you know, once he came back to life and remembered who he was, to not worry about what people think. And it took Superman, you know, several movies to not be scared and offended when people didn't like him. But eventually he realized that, you know, the haters are never going to go away. So maybe it's a question you need to ask yourself. Do you worry about the haters too much? Do they dictate your thoughts and prevent you from doing what you're called to do? Do they put you in a bad mood or make you worry that they will think you're a freak? So I think we need to learn from Superman and try your best to not let it bother you. And, you know, when you can do that, you can truly be who God has called you to be, just like how he finally realizes that as well. Which leads me to the last aspect of Superman, which is kind of the spirituality of him. I personally think Superman is one of the most spiritual characters in comic books really ever, especially in comparison with Superman and Christianity. I first noticed this back in 2013 when I watched Man of Steel for the first time. I grew up actually not knowing a whole lot about Superman, and I couldn't believe the similarities. And actually, my dad and I had this interesting conversation on the drive home after watching Man of Steel, and we talked about the connections. And, I mean, as I already mentioned a lot of them earlier, but some of the other big ones was, of course, you know, not being not of this world. You know, Jesus was set apart from others because he was the Son of God. He was born from Mary, but not of Joseph. The Holy Spirit breathed life into Mary and caused the impossible to be possible. Jesus walked this earth among us and lived life as a regular person, but was not exactly 100% average. You know, Superman is shown as having done the same thing. He walks among earth as a normal person, you know, Clark Kent, but having supernatural abilities. Both him and Jesus are not of this world. And another aspect was that he was sent for a reason. So the title on the third song in Man of Steel soundtrack, Superman's father, Jor-El, told him that he was sent here for a reason. So little baby Cal was not sent to Earth just to save his home life, but for a purpose, exactly like Jesus, to show people a better way and a truth that average people had not known, which was hope. And another thing that was ironic was his age. I couldn't believe how ironic it was in Man of Steel, which I'm sure was done on purpose, but when Superman was arrested and the whole world saw him, as he was about to fulfill his destiny, which is like the climax of the movie, he told the general he was 33 years old, which is the exact same age as Jesus, you know, when he died on the cross and rose from the dead. So they're exactly the same age. And then also, he has a heavenly father and earthly father and mother. So Jesus was the Son of God. God was the Father. But he also had Joseph as his earthly father. Clark had Joseph, same name, as his adoptive father as well. And he had a real father up in the stars, another world. And both Josephs died early in life. Jesus' earthly mother and Superman's adoptive mother stayed in his life and were with him until the day he died, and there when he rose again. Jesus spoke to his real father, God, about his destiny and his purpose, and God showed him and told him what he must do, which is the exact same way Clark's, you know, Krypton heavenly father showed him his purpose and what Clark must do. And then, of course, the iconic one, he died to save the world and rose again. And of course, Jesus died on the cross to save us from our sins so that we may be saved and able to dwell within God once we die, because he first loved us and then conquered death and rose again in 3 days to inspire the world and show us that doubters, you know, it showed them to not ever give up hope. And Superman also sacrificed himself to save the world from an evil monster and was eventually brought back to life by the Justice League to give us, you know, hope to the world and once again to inspire all. Though not in the exact same way, you know, or as meaningful, but the world needed Superman, and in this life, you know, the world needs Jesus. So there's so many spiritual aspects of Superman. I can't even name them all, honestly, but those were just bullet points that I can think of at the top of my head. You know, over the years, there were many small details I noticed, and I will probably think more of it, you know, as time goes on. But Superman is just so easy to talk about the spirituality of him. One thing I have noticed, though, was that I wanted people to know that all of the beautiful character traits and details about Superman, like everything you love about Superman, is just copied from the real, true Jesus. I know Superman looks so inspiring, but when you actually compare him to Jesus, he actually is not as cool. He kind of pales in comparison, because no one in any comic book or even pagan religion has ever died to save the people of their own stupid sins so that we can be saved and not spend an eternal life in hell. So to me, that's true love. That's a real hero. Also, for those of you who love Superman, you should just take that little tidbit of information. And that basically closes out the last podcast for a while that I am going to do. talking about the mind, will, emotions, and spirituality of different superheroes. So let me know what you guys think in the comments. Was there anything else that I missed about the similarities between Superman and Jesus? Let me know. I would love to know what you guys think. Thanks.